Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Wisdom Takes Work, Learn, Apply, Repeat, by Ryan Holiday. Presents a practical approach to building wisdom as an active skill rather than a passive trait. Holiday is widely known for making Stoic ideas accessible to modern readers, and this book frames personal growth as a repeatable cycle. Study what is true and useful, test it in real situations, and return to learning with better questions. Instead of treating wisdom as lofty inspiration, the book emphasizes habits, discipline, and daily standards that turn knowledge into character. It connects classic philosophy with contemporary challenges like distraction, ego, impulsive decisions, and the pressure to perform. The core promise is straightforward. Progress comes from consistent effort and honest self-review, not from one breakthrough moment. Readers can expect an actionable mindset focused on clarity, responsibility, and steady improvement, with guidance that suits busy lives and high-stakes environments. The message is that wisdom is earned through work and maintained through practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wisdom as a skill built through deliberate practice. A central idea is that wisdom is not something people simply have, but something they train. The book frames wisdom like any other capability. It improves with repetition, feedback, and humility. That outlook shifts the reader away from chasing perfect answers and toward building reliable processes for thinking and acting. Instead of waiting for motivation or inspiration, the emphasis is on doing the work that makes good judgment more likely. This means setting up routines for reflection, reading, and reviewing decisions, and treating mistakes as data rather than identity. It also means accepting that wise action can be inconvenient, slow, or unpopular, yet still necessary. By presenting wisdom as practice, the book highlights the difference between knowing and doing. A reader may understand a principle intellectually, but fail to apply it under stress. The practical focus encourages systems that hold up in real life, standards, checklists, and habits that reduce impulsivity. Over time, this approach aims to produce steadier choices, less regret, and a stronger sense of self-command. Secondly, learn, building a reliable input diet and mental models. The learn phase centers on what you consume and how you interpret it. Holiday often stresses that information is only helpful when it is filtered, organized, and connected to principles. In this book, learning is portrayed as active, seeking durable ideas, revisiting classics, and studying examples of character and leadership. The point is not to collect trivia or appear informed, but to develop mental models that guide action when conditions are uncertain. That includes learning to read with purpose, capture what matters, and return to key ideas repeatedly until they become usable. The book also implies discernment. Not every trend, hot take, or productivity hack deserves attention. A disciplined input diet helps reduce anxiety and reactive thinking, while deep study strengthens judgment. Learning, in this sense, also involves self-education through experience, noticing patterns in your own behavior, identifying triggers, and understanding what drives poor decisions. The learn phase sets the foundation for the next step, because application without sound principles can amplify mistakes. With better inputs and clearer concepts, a reader is more likely to act with intention and consistency. Thirdly, apply, turning principles into daily decisions and conduct. The apply phase is where philosophy becomes practical. The book emphasizes that wisdom shows up in behavior, how you respond to criticism, handle conflict, manage time, and treat other people. Application means testing what you have learned in the messy reality of deadlines, emotions, and competing priorities. This requires courage, because it is easier to agree with a principle than to follow it when the cost is real. Applying wisdom often means pausing before reacting, choosing the difficult right over the easy wrong, and doing the work that is not immediately rewarded. It also includes building constraints that protect you from predictable failures, such as overcommitting, chasing status, or letting ego steer decisions. In a Stoic-leaning framework, application focuses on controlling what you can, accepting what you cannot, and acting according to values rather than impulses. The book pushes readers to treat each day as a training ground, where small choices compound into character. By repeatedly translating ideas into actions, the reader develops credibility with themselves, stronger relationships, and a calmer approach to pressure. Fourthly, repeat, reflection, feedback, and continuous improvement. Repeat is the engine that keeps wisdom from becoming a one-time project. The book frames growth as cyclical. You act, you observe results, and you return to learning with more precision. This includes reflection practices that help extract lessons from both success and failure. Instead of assuming you were right because things worked out, you examine your decisions, your motives, and the risks you ignored. Instead of dwelling on mistakes, you identify what to change next time and how to prevent the same error under similar conditions. The repeat phase also encourages seeking feedback and staying teachable, because blind spots are often invisible from the inside. Repetition builds consistency, and consistency builds trust in your own judgment. This approach aligns with the idea that character is formed over time through steady habits, not occasional intensity. By returning to the cycle, the reader avoids complacency and keeps their standards sharp even as circumstances change. The result is a practical version of lifelong learning, less drama, fewer repeated regrets, and a clearer sense of progress grounded in real behavior. Lastly, ego, distraction, and discipline as barriers to wisdom. A recurring challenge in modern life is not lack of information, but lack of discipline. The book highlights obstacles that sabotage wisdom, ego that craves recognition, distraction that fragments attention, and emotional reactivity that makes short-term relief feel like a solution. Holiday's broader body of work often targets these themes, and this book continues that focus by treating inner work as essential to outer success. Wisdom requires the ability to sit with discomfort, delay gratification, and choose principles over applause. It also requires protecting attention, because scattered focus makes deep learning and careful action nearly impossible. The book encourages readers to notice how status seeking can distort decisions, how busyness can become avoidance, and how constant stimulation can weaken judgment. Addressing these barriers is not about perfection, but about building guardrails, routines, boundaries, and standards that make wise choices easier and unwise choices harder. By confronting ego and distraction directly, the reader gains more control over their time, energy, and reactions. That control supports better decision-making, stronger integrity, and a more grounded sense of purpose. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want practical personal growth rather than abstract motivation, professionals under pressure, entrepreneurs, students, leaders, and anyone drawn to Stoic-inspired self-mastery. It is also a strong fit for people who read widely but feel they do not consistently apply what they learn. The core benefit is the shift from consuming ideas to living them. By treating wisdom as a repeatable cycle, the reader is encouraged to build routines for learning, standards for action, and reflection habits that turn experience into improvement. That can translate into calmer reactions, clearer priorities, stronger follow-through, and more principled choices in relationships and work. Compared to similar self-help books that promise quick transformations, this one is worth buying because it emphasizes durability. It focuses on process over hype, character over performance, and repetition over shortcuts. The structure of learn, apply, repeat gives readers a simple framework they can return to in any season of life, whether they are making career decisions, dealing with conflict, or trying to break unhelpful patterns. It aims to make wisdom usable, not merely admirable. If you would like to support Ryan Holiday, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.